and how one WA primary school is closing the gap.
1233 ABC Newcastle. Hope you're all safe.
Text 0487 99 1233.
Well, of course, we are home to many shipwrecks up and down the Hunter Coast because you have to walk the Stockton Breakwall to see one. But what about the history and documenting that history? Well, that's where you might actually be able to come in with some help. Doug Cross is chairman of the Tomaree Museum Association. Hello to you, Doug.
Hi, I'm Paul. How are you today?
Yeah, very well. What are you putting together?
Well, we're putting together our third exhibition of the year. This is the Tomaree Museum Association, based in Nelson Bay, but we cover all of Port Stephens. And our third exhibition of the year will be Total Shipwrecks. And as you just said, there are more than 100 shipwrecks that have been reported off Port Stephens between Broughton Island and Anna Bay, some dating back to the 19th century. And if you're taking Stockton Beach, there's many, many more. So we've picked out about 10 or 12 that we're going to highlight at our shipwrecks exhibition to be held at Tomaree Lodge between the 23rd of September and 23rd of October this year. There'll be free entry, so encourage your listeners to come and have a look. But what we're really keen to get hold of are any artifacts that your listeners may have. And we're sort of, we know that there are a lot of folks, particularly scuba divers, that may have picked up artifacts from any of the shipwrecks that we could borrow or loan, or they could even donate to the association if they wish. We'd love to get hold of some more artifacts to make our presentation, our exhibition, a little bit more interesting. It's going to be very interesting, but the more artifacts we have, the better it will be.
Well, an interesting question of perhaps legality sort of raises in my mind, because if you go scuba diving and find something in the ocean, are you allowed to keep it?
Well, that's a good question, and I think the answer is yes, you are. I don't know for sure myself, but we are researching. Our researchers are looking into this, but if you found a floating oar, I think that's fine. However, if you were diving on the Caterfin, which ran aground at Searle Rocks in 1895 and with 60 lives lost, and you found any one of the 9,000 gold sovereigns that was part of the cargo, but I think you'd have to declare it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, of the 9,000, they only recovered 8,000. So there's 1,000 gold coin, gold sovereigns still missing. So we're not sure where they are. They might still be there, or they may have been kept by some of the divers who didn't disclose that they had them. So interesting.
Interesting indeed. Yeah, I wonder whether anyone's going to be coming forward with some
gold sovereigns or not. Well, if someone's got a gold sovereign they'd like to donate to us, we'd really like to take it.
Do you have any yet?
No, we don't have any gold sovereigns now. But we do have other artifacts.
Yeah. What else is already in the collection?
Well, we've got a Lochbode oar from the Cigna. I guess the two obvious shipwrecks that your listeners may remember is the Cigna and Paschabolka. So clearly we'll have some storyboards for those. And we have, looking at probably another 7, maybe 8, maybe 9 more shipwrecks in our area that we're going to do storyboards for and pull up banners. We also have a great collaboration with the Australian National Maritime Museum in Sydney, and they did a touring exhibition called Shipwrecks. And it was basically shipwrecks of all of Australia, not necessarily in our area, but all of Australia. And they've loaned us their 9 very colourful pull-up banners on that. So that'll be part of the exhibition as well. But yeah, we don't really have a lot of artefacts, and that's why we're calling out to your listeners to help us out there if they've got anything at all. One interesting one we do have, and I have permission to put up, is a friend of ABC Radio, John Stinker Clark. You may recall just recently, his ship, his boat Stinkpot, got wrecked. I think I was speaking to him yesterday, and we're going to put that on display right in the front at his most recent shipwreck.
So they found it. I hadn't heard that. They did find
it. Yeah. Well, he told me, I haven't seen it, but he told me yesterday that I won't recognise it. It's pretty smashed up, whereas we're getting the rocks. But we're going to put that on display just outside the main hall at Tomaree Lodge.
Wow, that is it's a very modern cautionary tale then for everyone involved.
It is, and I think, and Stinker's, John Clark's message to your listeners is to remind them, and he's giving proof that when you go offshore, make sure you log on with Marine Rescue before you go, log off on the way back, tell someone where you're going and when you're likely to come back, and most importantly, wear a life jacket.
Yeah.
Without his life jacket, he may not have been with us. In fact, he said to me yesterday that he another 10 minutes they told him, and he would have not made it because of the how cold the water was.
No, we're very grateful how that turned out in the end. Now, talking about, I want to bring you up on the idea of Pashabulka being a shipwreck, because sure, it ran aground, but they pushed it off again and they took it off to Japan. So are you saying that does count as a shipwreck?
Yes, we say that is a shipwreck. It was a shipwreck, but it was salvaged. Lots of shipwrecks are salvaged, and some in more than one piece, and some in one piece. so, yes, and the Pasha, I guess, Signo is a good example of a ship that was shipwrecked, and when they tried to tow it to Japan, it broke in half. So they still salvaged half of it. The other half still sitting on the beach.
The front fellow, as Clarkendall might have said. Very good. Okay, so how will people know? Will people definitely know if they have shipwreck-related artifacts? They won't be a mystery item to them, do you think?
Well, if they're not sure, that would be even more interesting to us in some ways, because we could do the research for them. A good example of that, that's a good, very good question, because we had a diver find what they call a knee, which is the front part of a wooden ship. They usually take, if you imagine a tree growing with the abutment roots off to one side where they curve into the ground, they cut that knee out of the tree, and that becomes the very front of the bow of the ship, the wooden ship. And we had one of those found in our bay, and we're preserving it. That'll be on display. We're not sure which timber ship it came from. We know it's come from a ship. We're still researching to find out which one it was, and that'll be on display as well during our exhibition.
That's great. Doug, a reminder then, if people do have shipwreck artifacts or want to find out more, want to get in contact with the Submarine Museum Association, how do they do that?
Right. Now, a couple of ways. The first way is to go to our website, tomremuseum.org. Just Google Tomremuseum Museum and it'll take you to our website where you can join its association if you wish. And we'll soon get our newsletters and our emails. Our advertising will be on that website. We'll also use ABC Radio, obviously, the local newspapers, the Examiner and News of the Area. There'll be advertisements in that as we get closer to the event. But it'll be open for 4 weeks. Just to let you know the sort of crowds that we're expecting, over the last couple of holidays, we had the Valerie Taylor exhibition at Shell Bay at the Tomaree Lodge Hall. And we had, in 4 weeks, 5,000 visitors, almost 5,000 visitors in 4 weeks. And this will also be over the school holidays, so we're expecting the same similar sort of numbers.
Huge.
Free entry, so we really invite you folks to come along and have a look.
That's great. Doug, thanks so much for telling us all about it. Let's hope we can find those shipwreck artifacts and get them to you. And, good luck curating that exhibition. Thanks for the chat.
And just one last thing, if people want to ring, they can ring my phone. This number here, if they ring the station and get the number, I'm happy for you to advertise it as well. Well, thanks very much for Paul, and thanks to your listeners.
Appreciate it. Doug Cross, Chairman of the Tomaree Museum Association, racing up to your 8 o'clock news this morning on 12:33 ABC Newcastle. As far as I can tell, this Telstra outage continues this morning.